It is 7:21, and it is always time to chat with Hancock and Kelly. Good morning, gentlemen.
Morning, gents.
I only hear one voice. Does that mean Michael's not with us? Well, John, we're going to start with you, see if Michael joins or not.
All right.
Just give me your, it obviously was election week or a primary week. Tell me your impressions overall about what you saw happen.
Well, I was encouraged that turnout was higher, certainly was higher on the Republican side than it has ever been. And certainly in the St. Louis region where we had a couple of contested congressional primaries, it was higher as well on the Democratic side. So I was gratified to see that. The candidates who won generally were the ones that ran the better campaigns. And campaigns matter. Candidates matter. The quality of the candidates matter. And I think the voters got it just about right.
Well, there was also the issue of fundraising. The candidates that raised the most money tended to win. Crystal Quaid is maybe the one exception. What does that tell you?
Well, money has long been a very important factor in winning elections. I think it's less so for president than it perhaps once was, but certainly campaigns, and certainly campaigns that don't garner a lot of attention. I'm thinking about those down ballot statewide races, lieutenant governor, secretary of state, treasurer. Those races, I think the money advantage is magnified. But it always helps if you're able to get your message out more broadly and more often than your opponents do.
I think we do have Michael Kelly. Wait, in a minute. All right. Well, let's just continue, John, with your thoughts about how about going forward? How many debates do you think we'll have between Kamala Harris and former President Trump?
Well, I think there'll be at least one. I think there could be a couple. Donald Trump has proposed three. I would be surprised if there were three debates between now and the election, but I could see a couple, but I'm pretty sure we're going to have at least one.
And how do you think that might go based on what you know about both candidates?
It's going to be very important for Donald Trump to stay disciplined and on message. We've got plenty of examples of Donald Trump in that kind of a environment, in that kind of a format. His first debate against Joe Biden, all of the talk post-debate was on how awful Biden performed, and he did. But it was not a great performance by Donald Trump that night. Now, Kamala Harris, the little bit we've seen of her in a debate format was in that primary campaign back in 2020, and she didn't do very well. So I think a lot of eyes are going to be focused upon her performance and how she does in the debate. I kind of doubt that if we have one or even two debates, I kind of doubt there's going to be a lot of substantive policy discussions, though, unfortunately.
Yeah, John, you were saying you thought if you were strategizing for the Trump campaign that you would go toward the issues and not toward the personal attacks. Well, it doesn't seem like Mr. Trump has been doing that lately.
No, he may not be capable of it. This is probably, we've seen this now for going on, 8+ years. And, I do believe if he would focus like a laser on the state of the economy and talk to voters about what the prices were at the grocery store when he was president versus what they are now, if he would talk about the situation of instability in the world, what it was when he was president versus now, those themes could prevail. I just don't know that Donald Trump is going to be able to be that disciplined to deliver that kind of a focused message. And if he doesn't do that, and if he continues to perform the way he does, it's going to cost him votes. And there's not very many votes to give here. It's going to be a very close election.
Well, I guess that will do it for this show episode of Hancock and Kelly, even though we only had Hancock. We had a technical problem with Michael Kelly, so we'll talk to him next week. But I appreciate your thoughts, and we'll talk to you soon.
You bet, Scott. See ya.
All right.